Okay, we're on Mem Tesemet Aleph. We're about eight lines down. Mesailu Rabbi Eloi. We said over here that you have to say certain things in your benching. This is a proof to Rabbi Eloi. Dam Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rachav, Nishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav. Kochel Mabris with Torah Birchaz Aretz, Malchus Beis David Ben Yerushalayim. If you don't say the words Bris and Torah when you're talking about the second bracha of benching, and Malchus Beis David in the third bracha of benching, Leitzidei Chavos, you're not Yotzir Chiyuv, Pli Gubaba, Yosef, and Dustoy, Rabbanon. Abi Yosef, and Dustoy, and Rabbanon argue about something else. Chadam, Ratov, Amit, Yotzir Chamalchus. That if you say Hatov, Amit, of the fourth bracha, you need to say Baruch HaTashem, Lekinu, Melech HaOlam. Chadam, Ratov, Amit, Yotzir Chamalchus. And the other one says, no, you just do Baruch HaTashem, you don't say Melech HaOlam. Manda Amar Tzricha Malchus Kesavah Dorabanan. The one who says you need it to be Malchus is because he holds it to Dorabanan. Manda Amar Tzricha Malchus Kesavah Deol Raisa. He holds that it's going to be Deol Raisa. And therefore, because it's Deol Raisa, it's called Mibirchasa Aretzi, says Rashi. Like we said above, Asher Nasan Lecha Zetova Metiv, right? Therefore, it's Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. Therefore, you don't have to start off, right, with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. But you still have to start with Baruch Atah Hashem because it's all one big Hodah. So you got to say Baruch Atah Hashem the same way you would, but you don't have to do Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam because it's Smucha Lechaverta, it's all the Oraisos. Two dots. Tanur Banan, Ma'uchos Ben Yerushalayim. How do you end off Ben Yerushalayim? In other words, the third bracha. Rabbi Yosef, you don't want Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Yisrael in Ben Yerushalayim. Lo, you end off with Moshe Yisrael. You don't even mention Ben Yerushalayim. Ela'ima af Moshe Yisrael. You got to end off and say Baruch Atah Hashem, Moshe Yisrael, Ben Yerushalayim. Rabba Baruch Huna, Ikla Beresh Gluz. So Rabba Baruch Huna came to the house of the Resh Gluz, the exile ark. Pasach Bechad V'Sayim V'Tarati. He started with one. He said, Racham Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha. Right? And he started off with one over there. And he ended off with both, with Yerushalayim and Yisrael. Amar Chista, Gvorta L'mechtam Betarti. You think it's so great to end off with two? V'atani Rabbi Yomar Enchos Mishnayim. You don't end off with two right over there. Right? So we say, wait a second, Guva. Let's go back to that for a second. Rabbi Yomar Enchos Mishnayim, you don't end off with both of them. Right? Because that's what we do. V'nei Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh, Me'er Yameinu, Baruch HaTosham, B'nei V'racham Ab Yerushalayim. Amen. We only do with one. Guva Rabbi Omer in Chosu Mishnayim. You don't end off with both. Eitzel Lele Rabbi Ella Aretz Vela Mazon. Wait a second. We do. By the second bracha, we say Ella Aretz Vela Mazon. We say Eretz Demafka Mazon. It's the land that brings out Mazon. Ella Aretz Vela Peros. Eretz Mafka Peros is the land that brings out Peros. Mekadesh Yisrael Vela Zmanim. Yisrael the Kachin Lezmanim. It's Bnei Yisrael that are Mekadesh the Zmanim. No, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Yisrael the Kachin Lerosh Chodeshim. It's Yisrael that's Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh Hashabbos be Yisrael Vela Zmanim. We say Shabbos Yisrael and Zmanim. So why do we do that? That's at least two Chuz Mizu. You're right. That's an exception, but otherwise we never have two things at the end of our bracha. So we say, why over here is it considered like one, but over there it's considered like two? Each one is considered on its own, and therefore each one is going to be considered on its own. That's why you're allowed to do it. Why don't we normally end off with two? Because we don't want to make mitzvahs into packages, as if we're trying to package them all together to try to get rid of them as soon as possible. Except where you can't do that, we try to make sure that each one gets its own special bracha. My happy lesson. In the end, what do we do? Omer Shishis, Pasul Barachim Alam Cha Yisrael. If you start with Rachim Alam Cha Yisrael, then you end with Moshe Yisrael. Pasul Barachim Al Yerushalayim, you end up with Bonei Yerushalayim. But Rav Nachman says, Afilu Pasul Barachim Al Yisrael, even if you start with Rachim, no, Al Yisrael Amecha, etc., you end with Bonei Yerushalayim. Shenamro, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes. When you build up Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will bring in all the lost ones. So therefore, you can start off with Yisrael and end with Yerushalayim, and that's how we paskin. Amar Le Rizal Rav Chista, Nesmar Nisni, come, let's learn. Amar Le Birchas Mazon, I don't understand. I don't even know Birchas Mazon. Right, so Rav Chista said, you want me to learn? Amalei Mahe, what do you mean? Amalei Dekala Birch Gluz, I came to the Beis Reish Gluz. So Varichi Birch Mazon, I was making Birch Mazon. Zafir Rishis Lekuya, like a Chivya. And Rishis picked up his neck to me like a snake. He was so upset at me. Right? Why was he upset? Why was he so upset? To allow me low bris, low tar, low malchus, because I didn't say bris tar, low malchus in my benching. Vamai low marta. So said Reb Zerud Reb Chista, why didn't you say it? Bris, because it doesn't exist by women. Torah malchus v'sheni lo benashon lo avadim, because Torah malchus doesn't apply by women or by servants. Why would you have done like Reb Chanan Omar Rav if all the other rabbis argue with him, said Reb Zerud. So it's your own fault, Reb Chista, that you didn't say it properly. So that's why Rosh Hashanah was so upset at you. Rosh Hashanah, the reason why he didn't do anything is because I think he was blind. He was blind, and therefore he couldn't see exactly who was benching. Amar Rabbi Rachanan Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. Tova Meitiv, you got to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Ma'ika Mashal Unko Baruch Shem BaMalchus Lo Shmei Bracha. We already know that any bracha that doesn't have Malchus in it is not called a bracha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chazim, that we already have that. Amar Zera Lo Mishat Tzricha Shnei Malchus. We say no. You need two times to say the word Melech twice. Chadidido, one for Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and one of Bonei Yerushalayim. Right, one is to be able to say instead of right, somehow B'nai Yerushalayim itself. Yehachin, Yibay Tlas, then you should really have three. Chadar Yerushalayim, B'nai Yerushalayim, Chadar Berachos Haaretz, you should add one in for Berachos Haaretz as well. Because no delechad doesn't have Berachot Hashem looking at Machalam either. Now the Berachos Haaretz, my time below, Mishnah Abba, the Berachos Mechal Averta. Berachos Haaretz doesn't have, the second Berachot doesn't have because it's Samach Lechaverta, the Zon is Hakol, B'nai Yerushalayim Lali Tavoy. So B'nai Yerushalayim also doesn't need one to have the Berachos Mechal Averta, it's Samach to the second one. So that's why you don't have it. So why do you need a second Malchus? What did Defilu B'nai Yerushalayim Nami Lavoy? You're right, you don't. Now the item of Malchus Beis David, Lavachor de Lamar Malchus Shemayim. If you're going to mention Malchus Beis David, you might as well mention Malchus Shemayim. So that's why you got to have two altogether. Rapapar Malchus Kamer, this is what he means to say. Tzrichos de Malchus Lavar Midida. Aside from its own, you need two altogether. And that's what we say, Avinu Malkeinu Adreinu Vareinu, etc. Right, and where you saw HaMelech Atov Meitim Lekol. And those are the two that Rav Papa says we have. Yasser Rav Zera, Achori Rav Gittel. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gittel. Yasser Rav Gittel coming to Rav Huna. Rav Gittel was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yasser coming. He sat down and he said, "Tovelo Hiskar Shal Shabbos." If you don't mention Shabbos and you're benching for Omar, you say after you finish the bracha, "Baruch Shanasan Shabbos L'Menuchah L'Am Yisrael Be'Avo La'Us La'Bris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos." That's the bracha you have to say. You say the actual Baruch Hashem Elokim Ochalam. He gave Shabbos for rest for his people Israel with love as an os and a bris. Baruch Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. I'm like, man, who said that? Rav. Rav is the one that said that, right? How did Yasser come? And then he sat down and he said, "What if you miss Yomtiv? Omer Baruch Shanasin Yomtiv L'Amo Yisrael L'Simcha U'L'Zikarayin Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azman Re'Leman Omra." Rav, who's the one that said that? It's Rav. How do you ask? Omer Tov L'Hiskar Shor Rosh Chodesh. If you make a mistake, you don't say Rosh Chodesh. Omer Baruch Shanasin Rosh Chodesh L'Amo Yisrael Zikaron Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kinu Machalom Shanasin Rosh Chodesh L'Amo Yisrael Zikaron V'Lo Yidani Yomra B'Simcha Ilomar B'Simcha. I don't know if you're supposed to say Simcha or not when it's Rosh Chodesh. Yichasim Ba'al Ilochas Ba'al. If you end with it or you don't. Idei the Rabbi. I don't know if he said that or if it was Rebbe. In other words, Rav Huna. Right, who said that? Right, or it was going, Rav Gittel that said it, or Rav that said it, so he doesn't know. Gittel Rav Yomi have a koi coming to Rav Nachman. So Gittel Rav Yomi was standing in front of Rav Nachman, told Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman made a mistake. The Hadr L'Reish, and he went back to the beginning of his Birchus Mazon. Why did you do that? Because I heard from Rashi in the name of Rav Tal Chosel Rosh, then you make a mistake, go back to the beginning. If you make a mistake and you forget something, you just say Baruch Shanasan right afterward. That's only if you didn't start Batova Meitiv, the fourth bracha. Abba Pasa, Batova Meitiv, if you already started Baruch Hashem, Lekin HaMachalam, Elavinu, etc. Close all the words, you got to go back to the very beginning. Amar Ravidi Baravan, Amar Ravamar, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, four different Amarayim, Ravidi Baravan, and then Ravamar, and then Ravnachman, and then Shmuel, Tavalo Yiskar, Shrosh Kosh, Betfila. If you make a mistake, you don't do Yalav Yavo in the middle of your Tfila, Machzirno, so you go back to the beginning, Bebrichos Amazin, Imachzirno, but if you forget it in benching, don't worry, you don't have to repeat. Only by Shabbos and Yom Tiv do you have to repeat, but not by by Yalav Yavo. Why tefila you have to go back by Berachos Matan? You don't. After the kasha, I had that kasha. Shalti Rav Nachman. I asked Rav Nachman. Amali, and he said to me, "Minei Mar Shmuel Lo Shmuel." I never heard it from Shmuel. But here's what I think: tefila to Chovim Machzirnos. So tefila is a chiyuv on those days of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we make you repeat Berachos Matan. Really, by Yachol Levi Lo Achil Berachos Matan. Where if you want to eat, you can. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to. Machzirnos, so we don't make you repeat. Alamiata Shabbos V'Yom Tov Lo Sagid Lo Achil Shabbos and Yom Tiv, where it's not enough that you don't eat, you have to eat. How can I be? That means if you make a mistake, you got to go back. In if you make a mistake when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov in your Shmon Esrei, you got to go back to the beginning. Wait a second, if you make a mistake, you can say Baruch Shanasan. Why is that not good enough? We say that's only if you didn't start a Tov Rosh. But if you start a Tov Meitiv already, then you're Chozel Rosh. And why do you're Chozel Rosh? Because it's a Chiyuv. That's what we're saying, right? That would be on Yom Tov and Shabbos where you have to eat a meal. Two dots. Ad kam zamin. How many people until? How many people can you be mezamin, etc.? They say lemim Rameir chashiv lekazayis, Rabbi Yehuda kabeya. So it sounds like Rameir says he's chashiv a kazayis. He says if you eat a kazayis, that's how much you can count for the meal, you know, to be part of the zimun. Rabbi Yehuda says you need a beya. But ibkoshem inilhu. Wait, don't we say the opposite? Rabbi Yehuda says you only need a kazayis. Rameir says you need a beya. Then we learn Rishchem Yishiyatsi Mirshalayim Yiskashu Ebiyado Baser Kodesh. Somebody leaves Yerushalayim and he remembers that he has in his hands Baser Kodesh, has holy meat. Yimavert Sofim. If he's already passed Sofim, that's a tayelet. So from and then you got to burn it in its place and just get rid of it right there, Vimlav. But if not, then go back and burn it in front of the basement of Shemi Atem Aracha using the Atem Aracha. Ad Kamim Chosim, how much do you have to go back for? Rameir says, Zevzek Abeya, the amount of Abeya. Over here he says, Akazayas. Rabbi Yudom, Zevzek Akazayas, the amount of Akazayas. Over here he says, Akabeya. I'm Rabbi Yochan Muklav, says, you just switch it around. Abai says, no, lolom lo table, don't switch it around. Over here, we're arguing about psukim. Remeir says, you eat and you're full, that means drinking, and achila is the amount of kazayas, and that's the reason why all you need to have is kazayas, says Remeir, until for a zimun. Rabbi Yudas, achila shesh basuya, you need an achila that's filled with that, where you fill yourself up. Ezu, you need to have a beya. So that's the reason why he says away. Hasam b'svarabli. But over there, when you're going back, that has to do with svarah. Meir savar chazar also kitumasoi. The amount you have to go back for is the amount that you would be metame for. Matumos kabeya. You'll be tame only if you have a kabeya on you and you touch kabeya. Af chazar also kabeya. So too, when you go back, you got to go back only for a bay. Rabbi Yehuda savar no. Chazar also kisur is the amount of inisur. My isur kizayis. It's usur to eat a kizayis of it outside of the basement. Af chazar also kizayis. So too, the chazara. All takes exercise and you have to go back. Case mazam, how do you make a zimun? Bishlosha, if there's three people around in Varech, Nivarech Khan Bishlo. Bishlosh Vahu Omar Borku. Instead of saying Nivarech, you say Borku if there's four people, you and three people. Vasar Omar Nivarech Lokenu. There's 10 people, you know Varakalkenu. Vasar Vahu, if there's 10 people in him, you say Borku. Achara Sara, Vachara Sarariba. One of the opinions is whether that's 10 people or whether it's 100,000 people, makes no difference. You always do Nivarech Lokenu and that's that. However, there's another opinion. Bemeya, who Omar Nivarech Hashem Lokenu. By 100 people, you do Nivarech Hashem Lokenu. Bemeya Vahu, if it's 101. Omer Borchu, Be'alafu Omer Nivarach L'Hashem Elokeinu L'kei Yisrael. You add on the words Nivarach L'Hashem Elokeinu L'kei Yisrael. Be'alafu, if it's 1,001, Omer Borchu. Beribo Omer, if it's 10,000, you say Nivarach L'Hashem Elokeinu L'kei Yisrael L'kei Tzvakos. Yoshev Akrum Alam Osim Shachalnu. Beribo Vahu, Omer Borchu instead. Kenishu Mavarach Hachon and Acharav. And whatever you say, whatever you make is a bracha, that's how everybody answers back. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu L'kei Yisrael L'kei Tzvakos. Yoshev Akrum Alam Osim Shachalnu. We do Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishlo Tzvakhinu if you have 10 people. Rabbi Yosef Gomel Lefig Rova Kalim Mavarchin. You go according to the Rova Kahal, just like Zachila between 10 and 100 and 100 to 1,000 and 1,000 to 10,000, whatever it is, right? Everything, it goes by that Chiluk, it's from based on this, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, from Makelois, among the multitudes, Baruch Elokim, they bless Hashem. Hashem, Mimikor Yisrael, from the source of all Israel. Rabbi Kiva Matin Vizekanes, just like we find by Yeshua, Echem Ruv Echem Atom, or Baruch Hashem. Whether it's a lot of people or a few people, used to just say Baruch Hashem and Baruch, right? And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if you have 10 or 100 or 1,000 or whatever it is. And Rabbi Shmuel, or Baruch Hashem, Hame Vorach. They do Baruch Hashem according to Rabbi Kiva. Yishmael says Baruch Hashem and Baruch, and we don't change it, no matter how many people are there. So too over here, when it comes to making the Zimun, it doesn't make a difference how many you are. You always have the same thing. Says the Gemara, on the bottom of Mem Tesmah Beis, Omer Shmuel, Olam Yotzei Yadav Masasim V'Neklal, never exclude yourself from the general rule of everybody else. Tan. We learned in Mishnah B'Shul Shavu Omer Borchu, but if there's three in him, then you got to say Borchu. So obviously, the more you have, the better it is, right? Kolomar Rabim Atem. So it's Borchu. You guys are blessed. So that's a weird word of saying. So we say, Ema af borchu. You can even say borchu. Mikomakum nevarech adiv. Always include yourself by saying the word nevarech. So it's better to say nevarech. You could say borchu, but you don't have to. So if it's four people, we still say nevarech. Tanina vavnechalakin ad yod. If there's six people there, you divide and you have three and three until you have 10 people. Yamar tibishlam nevarech adiv. If you're going to say nevarech is better, and that's why you would divide up and you do three and three. Yamar tibishlam nevarech adiv. If you say borchu is better, and why would you divide up? Because if you have four people, you get to say borchu. Six people, you'd say borchu. So why would you divide and do three and three and do nevarech nevarech? Allah shamina nevarech adiv shamina. Must be that it's better to say nevarech, and that's better. Tanya alchi. We have a price like this. Bein shomer borchu, bein shomer nevarech. Whether you say borchu or nevarech, ain't tovsin us alakach. We don't care. Vanak don. The people that are very careful. They do grab them because of all the nicker and talmud chacham we love. From that, from the brachos of a person, you can tell whether a person is a real talmud chacham or not. Okay, we're going to explain that next time. We're about seven lines down in Nun Amud Aleph.